Hey everyone, this is Father Conrad, and just before today's episode, a brief little plug about something exciting going on for Catholic Bites, and that is we're going to be doing a live recording of the podcast. We've been invited to speak at the DC Theology on Tap, which is on March 12th, that's a Tuesday, at Buffalo Billiards in Washington, D.C. It's just off of DuPont Circle. So if you're a young adult and you'd like to come and see us talk, we're going to be talking about Lent and getting the most out of Lent, then come on by. The talk will be from 7 to 8 p.m. There will be a happy hour before that from 6 to 7 p.m. We can't wait to see you there. Again, it will be on Tuesday, March 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Buffalo Billiards in D.C. Come on by. Thanks and God bless. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Catholic Bites. This is Father Conrad. I have with me again Father Alec and Father Chris. And today we are going to talk about a topic that's been really on my heart for a while, and that is evangelization, the need to evangelize. Yeah. So we can start with why evangelize? You know, well, we need to evangelize, but why is it? What is evangelization?
I think, first of all, two reasons. One, how can we not evangelize? Yeah. This is St. Paul, right? I don't get any credit for evangelizing because a burden is laid on me and it becomes like a fire in me if I try to keep quiet about this. It's, just the most exciting thing. You know, I'm thinking of Elf from, you know, Buddy the Elf, right? Yeah, the movie Elf. Okay. And he walks in at the end of the movie, he walks into his dad's office. He says, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it. Right? That's why we evangelize. Right? Yeah. First of all, is just the positive. Like, how can we not say anything? And then the other is just salvation of souls, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's too good not to share.
I always think we call the gospel the good news, and we're talking about the best news that there is. It's so incredible that we have this unbelievable message, right? That we don't have to die anymore, that Christ came and overcame sin and death for us, and he loves us so much that you know, that love can well up within us as the Holy Spirit and motivate what we do and change our lives and our whole perspectives, all these great things that affect our lives. And then we're just like, well, you know, to each his own, maybe it's not for you if you don't want this life-changing, you know, perspective-changing, world-changing, everything-changing good news. It's just, I mean, it's like what Father Chris said, it's like, why evangelize? It's like, how can you not evangelize? And yet we find ways not to.
Well, and exactly, and that's where I want to go next, because I don't think people realize how bad it is. Statistics are really, really bad. 50% of those who enter RCIA within a year are not usually practicing their faith. We're losing like six times as many people as are coming into the church. Parishes are closing. There's less vocations. There's statistics too. I think there's a mindset that people have, which is, I can kind of outsource evangelization to the church. And if I just show up or just bring people there, or I send my kids to CCD, or I send my kids to Catholic school, that it's going to be fine. But statistically, it's shown that children are, it's basically statistically negligible whether a child goes to CCD, whether they go to Catholic school, whether they go to youth group, as to whether or not they're going to practice their faith when they're adults. And you can't outsource evangelization of your family or of other people in your life. The culture is not going to do it for you. The only thing that matters statistically is whether or not parents practice and talk about their faith. And I think that's the next kind of step for us. We think that, okay, well, the priests are going to evangelize or the professional people are going to evangelize and I don't have to. But the reality is, in the church right now, everyone needs to evangelize.
And I think there's also just a discomfort, not just like, you know, we're not doing it, but we've for some reason stopped learning about how to even talk about these things. Mm-hmm. How do I talk about my relationship with Christ without it sounding weird?
Yeah.
You know, we've somehow lost that ability that we really need to reclaim. And I think there's a lot of good podcasts and stuff that kind of deal with precisely this, evangelizing. But we need to reclaim that language of how to share this good news. And yeah.
Well, there's an awkwardness. And even it can be among priests, you know, or people who go to daily mass. You go there, you go in, you talk about all the other things, but you don't talk about Jesus and his, you know, influence in your soul and your prayer life and what's been going on and what your struggles are and all these different things. Because for whatever reason, that'd be weird. That'd be breaking. But in reality, That's what evangelization is. That's how we have to talk about. Look, listen what Jesus has done for my soul. You know, what an incredible thing it is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's unbelievable. Just it's hard to explain. And I mean, it's partly the culture that we live in, and this idea of kind of, you know, like I said, to each his own. It's this idea that well, you know, maybe Christianity is great for you, but it's maybe not so good for your neighbor. And it's just, you know, if we have touched that experience of Christ, if we've had that in our life, it's just like, how can you not want to give that to everyone that you encounter, everyone that you know? And when you really meet someone who kind of lays their soul out about their love of Christ, it's an incredibly moving thing. And I think that experiencing that love, it's so hard to understand why we don't just go out and give it to everyone. But
when I think that there's some practical things that we can take from this. How, if someone wants to, okay, I know the need, how do I evangelize? And I think the first step, Father Chris, you talked about before we started recording, is we have to pray. And because it's not, you can't just give a faux thing, oh, Jesus has done this for me, you know, blah, blah, blah. You have to have encountered him and really had this experience where he's the love of your life. He is your friend. You enter into his life each day.
And if I can just add something related to pray, give yourself the opportunity to have a deep experience with Christ. That is to say, a retreat experience or something where you go out of the ordinary way of praying. Not that your daily prayers are not wonderful and good and cannot be very good at sanctifying, but give yourself a time period to say, I'm dedicating this time to know you better, because that's where it starts, that relationship.
I think the second step, once you've prayed, I mean, once you've become a saint, check, you know.
Yeah, please, sorry. Please.
No, well, that's another thing. People think they can't evangelize unless they're a saint, but in reality, we all have to.
Which is part of evangelizing is like, hey, I'm a sinner who has encountered the love of Christ, and because of that, I have a different perspective. Come join me, fellow sinner. You know, yeah, that's kind
exactly,
of the evangelizing
exactly.
Is not I'm a saint, therefore it's I'm come, fellow sinners. Like we're all, yeah.
Yeah. So the second thing then I think is to kind of break this silence around talking about Jesus and about faith. And that can be a scary thing to do. I think most of us don't evangelize because we're afraid of people thinking us as weird, or we're afraid of people rejecting us in that moment and saying, what are you talking about? You shouldn't be talking to me about this. Or we're afraid of societal effects of people thinking we're too much in love with Jesus or whatever, or they're those weird Christians. And so we need to very purposely in our church communities, in our workplaces, if it comes up, you know, in our families, especially, talk about what Jesus does for our hearts.
Yeah. And I mean, for some reason, I don't know, you know, it's got to be the enemy, because we have no problem evangelizing all sorts of other things, right? I mean, we just had the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago. Lots of people are walking around with their Patriots gear on. They know they're going to be hated for that. They're outside of the Boston area. they know that, and they have no problem at all. And yet, for some reason, we're so afraid of being rejected or not sharing this. It's just got to be a lie from the enemy that's making us be afraid.
Absolutely. And part of the reason why people perceive, evangelization as something that's weird is because probably the only exposure they get to evangelizing people are weird people who aren't, you know, we're so afraid to do this that we outsource it to like the people on the wearing the sandwich board saying it's the end of the world, and then they get the corner on the market on saying who Jesus is. And it's like, if we had more people evangelizing, if you're normal, you will evangelize like a normal person, in the sense, if you're weird, then you'll evangelize kind of weirdly, and maybe that's okay in certain circumstances. But it's like, it doesn't make you weird. It's just that you only let the weird people do it. And so it seems weird to you, and it shouldn't.
Absolutely. And so I think the third kind of practical tip is that evangelization is about an invitation to a relationship.
Yes.
And so it's not something you can impose on someone. If you just have the right argument, it's going to go well. But you invite someone to get to know Jesus. And you could even say it like, I know this might sound weird, but I think you should come with me to adoration, or I think you should come with me to daily mass. I think you'd get a lot out of it. It really has changed my life. It's made a difference, and it gets so much joy from it. So that invitation to bring people to Jesus.
And at least at the outset, we are the human face of Christ for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do I get to know what that, you know, invitation to be with Christ is? It's you're the friend that knows the heart of Christ. So don't be afraid of kind of owning that identity as the one who really, by inviting them into that friendship, you're also saying, okay, and I'm going to be with you in that.
And I just invite you, think about what both Father Conrad and Father Chris just said, as far as this is how you invite someone in. Does that sound like antisocial or like off the wall or anything, saying, you know, this is something that's really changed my life? I know it might be out of your comfort zone. I mean, we acknowledge that it's a life change, but I think that making, saying, why don't you come to Mass with me? Why don't you come to confession with me? That doesn't sound like end of the world kind of histrionics. It just sounds like a concerned person telling something that's important in their life. And that's what it should sound like.
And so that brings me one final tip, which is that evangelization is not a one-time deal. Oftentimes you have to walk with someone for a while. That's what Pope Francis has been talking about, you know, this kind of message of encounter, this accompaniment. And evangelization requires an investment in a person. Statistics have shown that most adults will keep their faith if they know five other adults that also practice their faith. So it requires relationships in order to maintain your faith. You have to know, oh, I'm not crazy. And oftentimes people go to church and they don't really even know the other people who sit around them, much less, you know, five other people they respect. You know, maybe they know their parents go to Mass or things like that. But so we need to foster and build relationships in the faith, based on the faith, in order to stay strong and keep that faith growing in people's hearts. Okay, well, that was evangelization. So now we have to just all go out and do it.
Go evangelize.
Go make of all disciples.
Yeah, exactly.
Stole
go
your line.
Go therefore, disciples of all nations.
Okay, thank you all for listening. If you would like to listen to more Catholic Bites podcasts, find us at CatholicBitesPodcast.com or on iTunes. If you'd like to support the show and donate, which helps pay the podcasting bills and other things, you can go to the donate button on the Catholic Bites website. We appreciate everything you do. Thank you and God bless you.